reserves or equivalent currency, a move that triggered inflation worldwide and was intended to prey on the economic gains of other nations. What country's military spending exceeds annually $1,000 billion, more than the military budgets of all countries of the world combined? Which governments are the most indebted ones in the world, and who is the government that threatens all nations and countries with any excuse? Who dominates the policy-making establishments of the world economy? Who are responsible for the world economic recession and are imposing its consequences in the United States and in Europe on Asia, Africa, Latin America, and all other nations? Which governments are ever ready to drop thousands of bombs on other countries but ponder and hesitate to send a bit of food aid to famine-stricken people in Somalia or in other places? Who are the ones dominating the Security Council, which is ostensibly responsible to safeguard the international security? There exist tens of other similar questions, and of course, the answers are clear. The majority of nations and governments of the world have had no role in the creation of the current global crisis, and as a matter of fact, were themselves the victims of such policies. It is as lucid as daylight that the same slave masters and colonial powers that once triggered the two world wars have caused widespread miseries and disorder with far-reaching effects across the globe since then, and they continue to control the international political centers and the Security Council. Dear colleagues and friends, do these arrogant powers really have the competence and ability to run or govern the world, or is it acceptable that they call themselves as the sole defender of freedom, democracy, and human rights?
از موشک ها و بمب های نیروهای ناتو شکوفا خواهد شد. خانم ها و آقایان، اگر برخی کشورهای اروپایی به بهانه هولوکاست پس از 6 دهه همچنان به صهیونیست ها جریمه می پردازند، آیا
مسببان and losses of the period of slavery and colonialism were indeed compensated, what would happen to the manipulators and behind-the-scenes political powers in the United States and in Europe? Will there remain any gaps between the North and the South? If only half of the military expenditures of the United States and its allies in NATO is cut to help solve the economic problems in their own countries, will they be witnessing any symptom of the economic crisis? What would happen if the same amount is allocated to poor nations? What is the justification for the presence of hundreds of U.S. military and intelligence bases in different parts of the world, including 268 bases in Germany, 124 in Japan, 87 in South Korea, 83 in Italy, 45 in the United Kingdom, and 21 ends with heavenly values? To them, only power and wealth prevail, and every attempt must bring into focus these sinister goals. Oppressed nations have no hope to restore or protect their legitimate rights against these powers. These powers seek their progress, prosperity, and dignity through the poverty, humiliation, and annihilation of others. They consider themselves superior to others, enjoying special privileges or concessions they have no respect for others and easily violate the rights of all nations and governments. They proclaim themselves as the indisputable custodians of all governments and nations through intimidation, recourse to threat and to force, and the abuse of international mechanisms. They insist on imposing their lifestyle and beliefs on others. They officially support racism. They weaken countries through military interventions and destroy their infrastructures in order to plunder their resources by making them all the more dependent. They sow the seeds of hate and hostility among nations and people of different pursuits in order to prevent them from fulfilling their goals of development and progress. All cultural identities, lives, values, and wealth of nations, human values, women, children, and the youth are sacrificed by their hegemonistic tendencies and the inclination to enslave and captivate other nations. Hypocrisy and deceit are allowed to secure their interests and imperialistic intentions. Drug trafficking and killing of innocent human beings are also allowed in pursuit of such diabolic goals. Despite NATO's presence in the occupied Afghanistan, there has been a dramatic increase in the production of illicit drugs in this country. They tolerate no question or criticism, and instead are presented a reason for their violations, they always put themselves in the position of a claimant by using their imperialistic media network, which is under the influence of colonialism. They threaten anyone who questions the Holocaust and September 11th with sanctions and military action. Last year, when the need to form a fact-finding team to undertake a thorough investigation concerning the hidden elements involved in September 11th incident was brought up, an idea which is those who launched terrorist groups and brought wars and other miseries into the region. Is there any classified information that must be kept secret? They view Zionism as a sacred notion or ideology, and any question concerning its foundation and history is condemned by them as an unforgivable sin. However, they endorse and allow sacrilegious and insult against beliefs of other divine religions. Dear colleagues and friends, real freedom.